there's a gas station and like a truck stop. It's got like 10 parking spots in it. And he parked it there overnight. This morning they towed it. Or last night they towed it. Apparently you had to pay to park there. And now they towed it and we're going to get the truck back. We call them. They want $6,000 to get the truck back. They want $3,000 for the truck and $3,000 for the trailer. This is insanity. This is highway robbery. We're about to go talk to them and see what they say because this is crazy.
So this has been an ongoing thing, right? And the only reason why I'm touching on it because I used to be in the business of road service and towing. Yeah, I used to be a part of that industry. Technically, I'm still am. I just don't do the tows no more. But I am. It boggles the mind that I understand both sides of the coin here. You know, the gentleman parked it in the truck stop where he was supposed to pay to park. Unfortunately, maybe he didn't again see the sign. Maybe he just didn't know. Or maybe his buddy right here just didn't tell him that, hey, that particular truck stop right there, you know, you gotta pay to park there. Okay. Now, maybe the owners of that particular truck stop came and knocked on the window. Knocked on the window, knocked on the window. Obviously, he was not there. He was with you, and they couldn't get a hold of him. It wasn't like that he left his credentials to be called or anything, and I'm not sure if they probably would have called, but in any case, he didn't leave his credentials. So what the owners of the property did was to call up their guys that they have a contract with, a legitimate